The hologram vanished, leaving Saba and her companions to stare at the swirls of color fading on the projection pad. They remained silent for a moment, each taking the time to form his or her own impression of Dalla's words without being influenced by the others. Saba was not sure what to make of the Chief of State's reaction, whether the call had simply been a ploy to find out what was happening inside the Jedi Temple, a diversion, or a last-ditch attempt to avoid an all-out battle. All she knew for certain was that Dalla had been frustrated by her inability to speak to Kent Hamner, and it seemed safe to assume that her frustration had left her somewhat off balance. Finally, when they all looked up, Corrin said,
"That certainly went well."
Saba cocked her head around so she could look up at him.
"You are joking, yes?"
Corrin shook his head.
"I'm joking, no. We rocked Dalla back on her heels today," he said. "We launched the stealth X-Wing without a fight. We recovered Valen and Gisela."
"Your young are here now?"
Saba asked.
"Not yet," Corrin said. "But they're aboard the Cygnus 7 and on their way."
"On their way is not here," Saba said. "This one will not stop worrying until they are with us."
"Me either," Corrin said. "But they're with the Solos. That's the next best thing."
"It's very good," Silgall agreed. "But I don't agree that the conversation with Dalla went well. She's afraid of us now, and fear breeds danger."
"True," Corrin replied. "But it also breeds caution, and we gave her plenty of reason to be cautious and to think we're ready to dish out more. Everything we've tried has worked. Now she has to be wondering what else we have up our sleeves."
Saba nodded.
"No one expects the Shenbit to stop biting until the prey is devoured," she said. "Dalla will want to take care, and care takes time."
"So does politics,"
Corrin added.
"The errant venture also got away clean with 100 of Coruscant's social elite. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Dalla to avoid a fight until after they're scheduled to be back. If she tries to move before then, she risks losing her power base."
"That's true, as long as everyone understands that our, guests on the venture are safe,"
Silgall replied.
"I suggest we ask Lando to transmit live updates of the tournament. If the public sees Sabacc players playing Sabacc, Dalla will find it difficult to do anything that might put them in danger."
"And it will show that they are not hostages,"
Saba replied.
"Perhaps we should ask Booster to offer them the option to leave."
"Are you crazy?" Corrin asked. "No one's going to leave with 100 million credits in play."
"Exactly,"
Silgall said.
"I like it."
"We are in agreement then,"
Saba said.
"But when the tournament ends, Dalla will come for us, will she not?"
"Oh yeah," Corrin said, nodding. "One way or another, she'll be coming. After the ruckus she made about the Jedi being a danger to the government, she can't let us win. If she does, she's done as Chief of State."
"Then she is done either way,"
Saba said.
"Because the Jedi are not going to lose this fight."
Saba braced her hands on the chair arms and pushed herself to her feet. Her knees nearly buckled with the waves of agony that rolled through her battered body. But pain was nothing, only information that a Jedi could use to examine or to ignore. She ignored it.
"We should ask the Solasars to join us,"
Saba said.
"The Masters, those who are available, should name a leader to guide us through the next few days."